The following film contains adult themes, including references to self-harm and suicide. Viewer discretion is advised. Momentum Studios Australia and Knox City Council, in association with the Free to Be Me, Knox LGBTQIA Youth Group. A phone lies face up on a desk as birthday wish texts flood down the screen. The time reads 8:53, the date October 14th. Zoe, a teen with short black hair and a dark t-shirt, stands at the mirror. She takes a deep breath and studies her reflection. The title fades in over black, Masked. A hand gathers up milk-drenched cereal on a metal spoon. At the kitchen table, Zoe eyes her bowl of cereal. Her dad, Frank, enters from the living room.
Hey, happy birthday, kiddo.
Thanks, Dad.
He takes a seat across. Zoe wears a knitted gray sweater. His shirt reads, Guac and Roll.
Sorry we didn't wrap it.
A dress on a hanger.
I thought it looked really nice. I didn't want to screw it up. Happy birthday.
She kisses Zoe on the cheek.
I thought it looked pretty, but not too pretty. You know, like, what's that word?
Hipster?
Yeah, that's it, hipster. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's nice. Thanks, Mum. Thanks, Dad.
So who's coming today to the party?
Brody, Katie, Jess, Emily.
What about Talia?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Talia. What about her boyfriend, or is it girlfriend?
Her partner, Riley.
Oh, so Talia's a lesbian?
No, I mean, not really.
But Riley's a girl, right?
Kinda, but nah. Riley's non-binary.
So?
Doesn't identify as male or female.
So he's a robot?
Frank?
Oh, look, I'm only joking, come on. Said non-binary, you know, 0110 programming.
Frank?
Not this, not that.
They're people.
Zoe grins.
Complicated, but still people.
Karen, the mother, sips her drink.
We better get ready for this party. Why don't you wear this?
The orange dress.
It'll look so not pretty on you. Just how you like it.
Zoe nods. Later in the backyard.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zoe. Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip. Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Wearing a jean jacket, Zoe bends to blow out red and black striped candles on a cake. White block numbers form the number 17. She wears a downcast expression. Nearby, numbered pink foil balloons sway in a breeze. They read 17. Zoe holds a pink cup in her hand as others mingle in groups. Nearby, bottled sparkling beverages and food rest on a table with a pink tablecloth. Others, including a blonde girl in a black ball cap, give Zoe her gifts. Oh. Zoe takes the pink wrapping paper off one to reveal a pair of jeans.
It's cool. Yeah. Thinking
about, Another approaches Happy with birthday. A stack of gift boxes Ooh. And hugs her.
Happy birthday.
Got them all?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Zoe uncaps some lipstick, then holds a book which bears the title, For Girls Only, Everything Great About Being a Girl. Pink birthday cards and gift boxes collect on a table nearby. Talia, a girl with long brown hair, stares in Zoe's direction. Later, after the party.
See ya. Thanks for coming.
A couple leaves. Talia skips up and hugs Zoe from behind.
How are we, Zoe?
Tired.
Yeah, I'd be tired too if you had to carry me around all day.
I'm not carrying you around all day.
But what's going on? You're bummed out for?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just
all that girly shit.
Talia's smile falters.
What?
Your presence.
I liked my presence.
Zoe, come on.
She holds up a gift bag with white and grey stripes.
He's hoping this one's a little bit more your style, but open it when I'm not around because I'm not into all that emotional stuff.
Yeah. Zoe takes the bag with a slight smile. Talia's dark hair drapes over her shoulder.
Thanks for this. I gotta go.
Zoe leaves. Later, she sits on her bed as she watches a video on her laptop. The title reads, I'm Trans. The person in the video has short, wavy hair swept back.
Owned that identity online.
guess it's an announcement because I've never said it before. So surprise, I'm trans. I like that coming out real low-key. Not a big deal. Lol, I'm trans.
As she watches sitting cross-legged on her bed, Zoe smiles. She scrolls through the comments on the video. One reads, "This makes me so happy, OMG. I am so proud of you." Another says, "Mental delusion is now called transgenderism." Another comment, "Just nuke Earth from orbit and make it stop." Zoe's brow furrows as she reads, her eyes welling with tears. Her phone lies face up on the bed to reveal an incoming call from Talia.
Are you up?
Yeah.
Just wanted to chat.
Karen sits on the bed.
Today at the party, you weren't really happy, were you?
I wasn't unhappy.
Just, Zoe, being young, it's frustrating. You think everyone's against you and everything sucks. I just wanted to let you know that you just need to push through that, because it's not the case. It's just teenage nonsense.
I don't really think...
Hormones, angst. I wanted to let you know that these problems that you're having today at this phase of your life, they're not real. I mean, they're not the be-all and end-all. And tomorrow you'll wake up and they'll be gone.
She stares at her mother.
Sleep well. And stress less.
Zoe frowns. Her eyes follow Karen, who gets up from the bed and leaves. She lowers her gaze, her blue eyes glistening. Nearby, a lamp glows, a guitar leans in the corner, and a pink-scented candle sits beside a tissue box on her nightstand. Zoe turns and opens the top drawer and pulls something out. Elsewhere, Talia strolls along a dark street in black boots as she talks on the phone.
I'm sorry, Riley, I just think I should see them, like, with this thing today, and I don't know, I just really think she's not in the best place, but I'll see you tomorrow. Is that cool? Okay, thanks.
She halts, staring at a house obscured by foliage. Blue and red lights flicker across her wide-eyed face. The screen goes black. Daytime, at a hospital, Zoe and Karen walk through a parking lot.
Your dad's just pulling up around here.
I'm just gonna go sit on that bench.
Your dad, he's good at a lot of things. But finding a car park is not one of them.
Mum?
Huh?
I'm gonna go sit on that bench.
Karen furrows her brow.
Just spent a week in bed. Surely you can stand here with me for a moment.
Zoe averts her gaze. Karen has messy dark hair.
Sorry, Zoe. My mum wasn't good at this stuff, and it turns out neither am I. I thought it was just teenage noise. But it's more than that. I'm sorry I didn't get down on your level and remember how hard it is to be young. How hard it must be now.
Karen blinks back tears.
Mom, it's not that.
Zoe turns to her.
Mom,
finally, he's here. Let's get you home.
With a nod, Zoe watches as Karen heads off. She hesitantly follows. The door opens into Zoe's room to reveal her and Karen. Zoe steps inside. She goes over to the gift bag Talia gave her, resting at the foot of her bed, and removes a large silver box. She opens the box, her grin widening as she lifts out a pair of black combat boots.
Zoe, I'll be back soon. Just rest.
She sits on her bed and puts them on.
Oh, hey, Talia. She just got back. Go straight in.
She looks up as Talia enters with a yellow plastic bag.
Riley, as much as I love him, has terrible fashion sense, but thought you'd be more comfortable in these.
Talia puts down the bag of clothes.
See, open my present.
Talia, I'm...
Talia smiles.
Why are you smiling?
No, finish what you were going to say.
You know.
I'm like 80% sure, but it's still pretty high.
I'm trans.
Wearing a dark sweater, Talia cocks her head.
I thought you were a werewolf.
Oh no, come here. Okay.
She joins Zoe on the bed.
Just throw a spanner in the works by coming out, but I rehearsed this, so just hear me out, okay?
She puts an arm around Zoe.
Zoe, I love you like a sister or like a brother, I guess. And I'll always be here. You just need to reach out. But I know that may be hard and you may struggle for a while, but like I'll always be here for you. And as far as your gender goes, your mother, your father, or any cousins I don't know about, they won't care because you'll still be you. And if they do care, then who cares about them, because this is your life and you have to live it.
Thank you, Talia. You've known for a while.
I knew you were changing and you weren't okay with it.
Zoe briefly looks away.
Okay. I had this idea and only if you're okay with it and tell me if it's too soon, but I was thinking that we could do a makeover.
Really?
Talia nods.
What do you say, Zoe? You ready to see the new you?
Zoe nods.
Zach.
Huh?
I was thinking Zach.
Talia smiles.
Zach.
In the kitchen, Frank reads a newspaper at the table, then sets down his mug. A fruit basket sits on the table in front of him. He folds up the newspaper. On the floor, he grips the table leg, then uses the newspaper to wipe the floor. A person enters.
Oh, hey, Riley. Didn't even realize you were here, mate.
Hi, Dad.
Frank rubs his head and looks up. Zach stands beside Talia, now wearing a dark red graphic sweater. Karen enters and freezes. She stares at her son, who smiles. The word, masked, appears over black in white capital letters. Audio description written and voiced by Kyle Warwick Matthew. Credits: Zoe, Zach, Kelsey Schultz, Karen, Anna Della Rocca, Frank, Paul Dauber, Talia, Natalie Fenwick. Directed by Michael James Hardinge and Jay Beckerlake. Story created by Free to Be Me, LGBTQIA Youth Group. Credits continue. Video, I'm Trans, was licensed and supplied by Ash Hardell and Laura Chernikoff Management. Masked is a work of fiction. No connections between the video, I'm Trans, and the simulated comment section of the video are intended, nor connected. Sequences in the film may have been edited and represented in a way to best serve the narrative, and do not reflect the fanbase and community of Ash Hardell. We would like to thank Ash Hardell and Laura Chernikoff Management for allowing us to use Ash's video. Masked, copyright 2019, Momentum Studios Australia, all rights reserved, sublicensed to Knox City Council. Quote, the life that I have lived was no more than a mask covering the real me. What has happened was not to kill me, but to reveal me, signed E.N.A. Gardner. The letters XO appear in small white letters on a black background.